Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. On September 15, 1963, white racists bombed the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, killing four young African-American girls who were attending Sunday school. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s eulogy for those children remains one of his most controversial speeches. Claiming them as martyrs for the cause of justice, Dr. King said, quote, "These girls have something to say to every minister of the gospel who has remained silent behind the safe security of stained glass windows. They have something to say to every politician who has fed his constituents the stale bread of hatred and the spoiled meat of racism. They have something to say to each of us, black and white alike, that we must substitute courage for caution." End quote. Well, on this day when our nation honors Martin Luther King Jr., it's good that we remember those words and that those little girls still have something to say to us today. January can be a rather dreary month. We can all use a break, but Martin Luther King Jr. Day is more than just a day off or three-day holiday weekend or promotional sales to stimulate the COVID-19 plagued economy. This day is more about remembering someone who fought for us. More than a seat on a bus or a seat at the lunch counter. It's more than that. To be sure, it is that, yes. But it's more of a wake-up call, a reminder, lest our majority, whatever that may be in different sections, lapses into being comfortable about ignoring the plight of a minority around them. So just think of the unrest in our country this past year, the racial unrest. And if we had taken to heart those words of Martin Luther King, I think so much of that would have been avoided. Behind it all was Martin Luther King's challenge for us to be the body of Christ, and as the body of Christ to stand up and speak up for those who are disenfranchised, for the oppressed, for the outcast, for the ignored. In many respects, Dr. King was a man of his times, but also a man for his times. That is, he had the courage to speak up, and I think that's our challenge in the time in which we live this day. Jesus said it very simply, love one another. Love one another is not always easy. That takes courage to love one another when the other is unlike us. So regardless of what your race or religion may be today, the love of Christ prevails. So even if you aren't a follower of Christ, the love of Christ can still unite us rather than divide us. As our nation is perhaps more divided today than any time in recent memory, it's a good thought. It's okay to be different. We're all different. We worship differently. Different is okay. But the transformative power of Christ unites us still. I want you to think about that and speak up, stand up, be courageous, and above all that, reach across the line and love someone today. Then come back here next week, and in the meantime, be the person God created you to be.